Now, the alcohol industry will be forced to label their beverages sold in Australia and New Zealand with health warnings of drinking while pregnant. The labels will include a pictogram of a pregnant woman and a warning statement. But the labels are causing a great divide between health experts and businesses in Australia. Sarah Richards reports.
The regulator Food Standards Australia and New Zealand are pushing forward its proposal for voluntary pregnancy warning labels to become mandatory on all alcoholic drinks. The labels are to warn and educate pregnant women of the harmful impacts consuming alcohol can cause their unborn child. Senior Policy Officer for Public Health Association of Australia, Dr. Ingrid Johnson, says the labels need to become mandatory due to the poor uptake in the voluntary ones.
We know that the science is really clear that it is the causal relationship between drinking alcohol while you're pregnant and getting this condition. And so it means that we need to ensure that all women in Australia have all the information they need in order to make informed decisions. Currently what we have is a voluntary scheme, and there has not been great uptake in that scheme, and the message on the label was ambiguous. It talked about this, it being safest not to drink, which suggests that there is a safe level, but there's not. There's no known safe level of alcohol consumption, especially while you're pregnant. So after years of reviews, Fezzance has looked at all the evidence and decided that mandatory warning labels are required to ensure that they are on every alcoholic beverage to give consumers all the information they need.
She also says the labels will help create a clear message of the dangers of drinking while pregnant.
I think that we've been sending conflicting messages on this. For a long time, we kind of were hesitant about saying you should just not drink at all. We talked about what was the safest level. And it introduced all this ambiguity into people's minds that maybe that just a little bit would be okay. But of course, that becomes how long is a piece of string. A little bit to one person is completely different to a little bit to another person. And so I think those mixed messages have really confused people. And that's why we need the really clear message to be given that alcohol can cause lifelong harm to your baby.
Dr. Johnson says the issue is very important as there are still a significant amount of women in Australia who drink while they are pregnant.
But it really hasn't gone down very much in the last 10 years. And so clearly that means there is more work to be done. We still have up to a quarter of pregnant women drinking alcohol after they know that they're pregnant. And so there's clearly a whole lot more work to be done, and this is one relatively small and simple step that we can take.
But businesses are concerned about the proposal. Chief Executive from Australian Wine and Grape, Tony Bartoline, says he does support the mandatory labels, but he doesn't believe it's the most effective method to stop women from drinking while pregnant.
We don't argue against mandatory labelling. We agree that we are now going down that route, so we're supporting it. We believe that the best way to advise pregnant women not to drink is to for doctors and for medical professionals and have an education campaign. So yes, labelling can be part of that, but we think there's a very big education campaign that needs to be undertaken.
He also says there are a lot of hidden costs in new labels, and it could cost some businesses up to $10,000.
It's a really big financial impulse, particularly for small wine producers. So what it means is that every label will need to be changed, and that's a one-off cost, but of course, and which is can be anywhere up to $10,000 per label. There's something like 40,000 different labels for wine in Australia. But more importantly is some of the other hidden costs. So they're looking at different colours, so having a red logo on it, also on a white background. So this, as soon as you have different colours in a label, it adds considerably to the cost, and that for small producers, that'll be an impulse.
Mr. Bartoline says he hopes the forum reviews the proposal.
So we're hoping they review it and they will look at those elements of colour in particular, but also there's the words health warning on it now. Now, we believe that pregnancy warning, if you need a warning statement, is a much better one because it shows the public what they need to be concerned about. Health warning is not as precise. It suggests that pregnancy is of greater import than some of the others. Now, obviously, no one should drink while pregnant. It's very clear science. But there are also other health implications from consuming alcohol people need to be aware of. And we believe that pregnancy actually gets the attention of the person reading it. And that's what this is designed to do, is to gain attention from those at-risk groups. So we believe there's the opportunity to review some of those elements.
The decision is currently with the Australia and New Zealand Ministerial Forum on Food Regulation. The ministers will have 60 days to request a review. Otherwise, the mandatory warning labels will become law.
Sarah Richards with that report.